Macau's gaming regulator finally has a new boss. Macau has officially appointed a new director to lead its Gaming Inspection and Coordination Bureau, DICJ, for its Portuguese acronym. Ing Y Han, the former head of the Public Administration and Civil Service Bureau, SAFP, has assumed the role as of May 7. Ng's appointment was formally published in the Official Gazette by the Secretary for Economy and Finance, confirming that her term will span 1 year. This leadership change also makes Ng the first woman in the history of the DICJ to hold the position of director. The appointment of Ng Y Han comes after several months of interim leadership following the departure of Adriano Marcos Ho. Ho, who had been serving as director of the DICJ, was transferred to the position of Director General of the Macau Customs. Since then, Leo Kai Chong had been fulfilling the responsibilities of acting director. The official installment of Ng Y Han concludes the period of temporary leadership and places a seasoned civil servant at the helm of one of Macau's most critical regulatory bodies. The Macau government attributed Ng's appointment to her professional qualifications and extensive experience in public administration. With more than 2 decades of service in various government roles, Ng brings a wealth of legal and administrative expertise to the DICJ. Ng's academic background includes a Bachelor of Law and a Master of Criminal Law, both earned from Sun Yat-sen University. She began her civil service career in 1999 at the Labor Affairs Bureau, DSAL, initially serving as a senior technical officer in the Bureau's legal division. Over the years, Ng advanced through several high-level positions within the DSAL, culminating in her promotion to deputy director in 2017. She later transitioned to the SAFP in 2020 as deputy director and was promoted to director in 2023. Her steady progression through Macau's civil service ranks reflects both her administrative capabilities and her knowledge of legal and regulatory systems. These attributes are seen as essential for overseeing the gaming sector, a cornerstone of Macau's economy. DICJ to lead transitional era for Macau gaming. Ng assumes the DICJ leadership at a time when Macau continues to adapt to a post-pandemic environment and ongoing regulatory reforms in the gaming industry. The city's gaming sector, which contributes more than 50% of local government revenue, remains a focal point for economic development and public policy. The appointment of an experienced bureaucrat is expected to provide continuity and institutional strength as the regulator addresses evolving industry challenges. Alongside Ng, Lei Sik Chio was recently named as deputy director of the DICJ. Like Ng, Lei also brings extensive experience from the Labor Affairs Bureau. He began his career at DSAL in 2005 and rose to become a department head in 2016. From 2020 to 2023, Lei led the Bureau's Hazard Monitoring Department and has most recently served as head of the Department of Occupational Safety and Health. His background in labor safety and oversight complements Ng's legal and administrative expertise, potentially shaping a leadership team focused on regulatory compliance and operational integrity within Macau's gaming industry. The transition in DICJ leadership follows broader administrative changes under Macau's new chief executive, Sam Hu Fai, who took office on December 20. The leadership restructuring is viewed as part of the government's ongoing effort to modernize and strengthen public administration, particularly in sectors with significant economic impact such as gaming.